The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. And by the way, we made history today, apparently. I believe we are the first radio station to ever go on TikTok Live. So you can actually watch us on our TikTok at ESPN 97.5. We're pioneers, baby. And we're hanging out at East River 9. You can play 9 holes of par 3 golf. You can play pickleball, or you can just come out and drink with us. It's Friday, man. Pop off your week. Let's go. We're watching the PGA Championship. We're looking ahead to a couple of big games tonight in the world of sports. My Boston Celtics taking things a game at a time. Just got a pump-up speech from Jason Tatum. Game 6 against the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. There's a Game 7 force that we'll see Sunday between the Thunder and the Nuggets. Exciting to see that one. Very curious as to who will win. I truly do not know. I want to take Jokic. And Murray, who was sick, played really well in that game, but I don't know. I am picking the Celtics to win tonight. We'll see, though. I will be very sad on Monday if they lose. But at least I'll have a couple of days to get over it. That said, I just don't think it's going to happen. Also, the Astros have 3 more games against the Texas Rangers this weekend, and the offense, it's got to get going. I'm just wondering, when the hell is it going to get going? How much longer do we have to give Christian Walker? Because Christian Walker's been worse than John Singleton. Yeah. And the Astros are paying him 20 times as much. I mean, they're paying Christian Walker more than they're paying Jose Abreu. They're paying him $20 million. And he's just been bad. He's striking out a lot. He's striking out with runners in scoring position. The worst thing he can do, it's just a lot of bleh. And I don't know when it's going to get any better for him. Then you got Altuve. And we mentioned these numbers earlier in the show. I mean, Altuve, since April 9th, is hitting .214, slugging .291, with an OPS of .547. He has just 7 extra base hits since April 9th, 1 homer since April 9th, 6 doubles in 30 games and 117 at-bats, 21 strikeouts to 7 walks. And since May 1st, it's even worse. He's hitting .191 since the start of the month, slugging .255, an OPS of .480, 3 extra base hits. That's all of them doubles in the 12 games and 47 at-bats, 8 strikeouts to 2 walks. It's not looking good. When's it going to get better? With Altuve, you have faith. If you don't have that faith, blasphemy, heresy. But with Christian Walker, is that ever going to happen? And I get it. Last night was a pitcher's duel. The Astros wasted a great effort by Hunter Brown. Jacob deGrom, he's awesome, right? But, I mean, your 2-5 guys are going 1-16. Jeremy Pena got another hit. Jeremy Pena's been on a roll. He's keeping a lot of the same stuff going. I mean, Pena's been your most important player on offense. He's hit safely in 17 of 18 games. He's hit safely in 31 of the last 33. He has multiple very long hitting streaks in that span. I feel like right now he's at 10 games for his hitting streak. Could be at 15. I don't know. All I know is he's been on a roll. But he's the entire offense right now. And this game of waiting, like I don't want to feel like I'm effing Wilson in Survivor. Not Wilson. Tom Hanks in Survivor with Wilson. I'm forced to use a volleyball to pass the time. As my best friend, I'm talking to a volleyball like a crazy person. I bled my own blood on said volleyball so that it looks like I'm a person. That's where I'm at with the Astros offense. Goodness gracious, just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. I got a long-ass beard, may or may not have tried to jump off a cliff. That's where we're at with this offense. It's not good. Not loving it. And it sucks because it spoils what Hunter Brown's been doing. What Hunter Brown's been doing has been so incredible. Quite the ascension for him. He is the fifth Astros pitcher to have 9-plus strikeouts in 5 straight games. The franchise record belongs to Gerrit Cole. 2019, Cole had 9-plus strikeouts in 9 straight games. He struck out 110 batters over 61 and two-thirds innings pitched over that stretch. The second longest streak is Justin Verlander, who had 7 also in 2019. Damn, the 2019 Astros not winning that World Series. A bummer. And you're hoping right now that the Dodgers, who just shelled the Athletics the last 2 games, that they're going to have a similar experience in the World Series. But back to Hunter Brown. He's throwing a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Pitching Ninja put a video out that said he threw a knuckle curve. What? I didn't know that was possible, except from like Mike Messina and MVP Baseball 2005. Across the past year, 365 days, only Paul Skenes of the Pittsburgh Pirates has a lower ERA. And he had gone before Jake Berger hit that home run. 50 and two-thirds innings without allowing a homer. He had 8 awesome innings. His ERA now 1.43. Only Max Fried and Kodai Senga have lower ERAs. And only Zach Wheeler has thrown more innings, 56 and two-thirds, than Hunter Brown. He's been having a great year, but the offense is spoiling it. I don't like pitcher's duels in May. Sorry, hard pass. Don't want to watch them. I want offense, and I want this offense to show the bleep up the better than this. 713-780-3776 to call to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Chicken Dinner suggests someone buy Paul some shots. To which Rick Mallehy says, what kind? I haven't had a lot to eat today, so that could be an interesting experience. I believe right now I'm waiting for a margarita, frozen margarita in the River House, you know? Hell yeah, man. What else do we have on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday? A lot of questions on the text. A lot of people asking about zombie apocalypses and stuff. Someone had already asked what would be your weapon of choice, the only weapon I have, which is like this metal table leg from IKEA I have that's by my door. Paul, if you shoot or stab a zombie in the face and you get zombie blood in your mouth, does that make you a zombie? Probably, yeah, that's probably it. That's probably it. Although, I don't know how ingesting blood works. Is ingesting blood the same as blood-to-blood contact? Blood on open wound contact? I would imagine so. So, yeah, you're probably done. Based off of most zombie logic. Chicken Dinner suggests a Jaeger bomb. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Rick Mallehy asks, Paul, since you are from Chowderland, have you ever been to a polo match? No, I honestly wish I had been to a polo match because I've met some strong, powerful, independent folks coming out of polo matches before, and I got to say, they're very talented and strong, powerful, and independent. Seems like that is a place to go with... Seems like that's the place to go. Just saying.
If you get what I'm saying?
Elbow, elbow, nudge, nudge. From the 832, Paul, if everything is paid for, would you go to a Super Bowl or World Cup final? Well, I've already experienced the former with the Super Bowl. My stepdad rules, and I got to go to Super Bowl 39, which was Patriots-Eagles, back in Jacksonville in 2005. We got to go because, one, my stepdad, Eagles fan. It's the first time the Eagles have been in a Super Bowl in a really long time. Second off, spoiled son, Patriots fan. And third, my mom loved Paul McCartney, and Paul McCartney was playing at halftime. It really was one of those things where it was the best of all the world. It was a fun game. Terrell Owens played his ass off on a broken leg. Donovan McNabb puked. Oh, Lord. Thank you very much. Who knows what the hell that thing is? I did want the margarita, too, please. What in God's name is this creation? You have no idea? All right. Well, shoot. If it looks like I'm going to guess this is a Mexican Coca-Cola. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. We're going to rip this one back. 3-2-1 here at the River House, East River 9.
Oh, that's Jaeger.
Ooh. Someone was listening. Hell yeah. All right. I think I just had at least a Jaeger shot without a Jaeger bomb. That wasn't bad. 713-780-3776 to call the text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. That was good, whoever sent that along. That was pretty good. What else do we have here on an Ask Glenn Anything Friday? Oh, yeah. So, anyway, to finish the Super Bowl question, it was very cool to have that experience. I'm very fortunate. My stepdad's awesome, wonderful guy. Actually, has played golf here before at East River 9. I would definitely take the World Cup final. It would be so cool to go to that and not have to pay for any of it. Have you seen what some of the prices are for some of these things that are taking place? I just saw something that at Gillette Stadium. I think at Gillette Stadium, some of these prices are like $26,000 for a club. So I can't even imagine what the prices are. And that's in Foxborough, Massachusetts, which is a not easy drive from Boston, Massachusetts. It's like the Patriots play basically an hour south of Boston. It's a pain in the ass to get to. It's basically the equivalent of, say, the Houston Texans move out into the burbs. If the Texans move out into the burbs, it's going to be that kind of experience. And I'll be honest, sorry, hard pass. Hard pass on that. Anyway, and Ask Alone Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. We were talking about quarterbacks trying to force their way from one team to another. A texter asks, do you think Arch Manning will force his way somewhere next year? That is a great question. Now, going into next season, who do we think is tanking? Thank you so much. I appreciate that. This is, as far as teams that are actually tanking right now, the Jets are saying that they're going into this season with Justin Fields as their quarterback. No offense, that's probably going to do very, very poorly for them. So I would say that the Jets are close to that. We will see if Aaron Glenn is someone who co-signs tanking, but I'm looking at the Jets as a possibility. Would Arch Manning want to play for the Jets? He should say no. If the Bears are a team where quarterbacks go to die, the Jets are a team where everything goes to die, especially hope. Hope is the thing that goes the worst towards that. I think the Cleveland Browns have their pick back for the first round this coming season now that all the Deshaun Watson stuff's in the rearview mirror. So I think the Browns, would Arch Manning want to go to the Browns? No. The Raiders were 4-13 last year. That would be an interesting spot for him, the Raiders. If the Giants have a bad year, I suppose that the Giants would maybe look after drafting Jackson Dart at drafting a quarterback, but I don't really see that happening. The Saints are going to be wretched this season, I think. Would he want to go to New Orleans? I mean, New Orleans, because his grandpa played there, Archie Manning did play for the Saints. That would be a cool story. So they have New Orleans ties, so I don't think he'd try to force his way out of New Orleans. It would be cool if Arch Manning played for the Saints, honestly. The Saints, it would be nice if the Saints had a good quarterback. I like it when the Saints are good. Saints fans are fun. But those are the possibilities. I think that he would definitely try to stop being drafted by both the Browns and by the Jets. Jaguars is also an interesting one, but we'll see if James Gladstone and the Jaguars are on the right track this coming season. Anyway, it's an Ask Alone Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Up next, what you got to watch this weekend? What you got to do this weekend? What's your weekend homework assignment? It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stay put.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. You want to jump in? 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. You can also ask me questions on X at Gallant Says, Facebook at Paul Gallant Sports, Instagram at Sports Gallant. The Astros offense is struggling. It's driving me crazy. I can't enjoy a pitcher's duel. You know me. I'm a baseball casual. It's May. Sorry. Don't want to watch a game with no runs being scored. I would rather watch Severance like everyone's telling me to do. I'd rather watch the Netflix TV show You Season 5, which is a guilty pleasure watch of mine. I think there's a new Tom Segura comedy that just came out. Tim Dillon's stand-up. There's a lot of other things to watch. But I'm doing my job. I'm watching these games. I'd rather watch something this time of year that's a little more lively, and the Astros offense is bringing me down. It's bringing all of us down. Altuve, Christian Walker, wake up. Some comments, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. A texter, hey, Paul, I'm just down the way. Astros are approaching hitting in general this year with nobody is slapping the ball. Nobody's just trying to make things happen. Everybody's just trying to get out of the funk by powering their way through. I don't like what I'm seeing. You sound like Joe Espada, because Espada has been saying everyone's pressing. I mean, I hope that's the reason, but, I mean, going into the year, the whole point was supposed to be they're going to be patient at the plate, they're going to force teams to throw lots of pitches to them, and we haven't really seen that. So that's a little frustrating. Some more comments. Texter, this one's a little optimistic. Summer's coming, Paul. All of a sudden, the hitting will get better. I hope. There was a really, you know what? I've never even seen the movie, so I can't tell if it's bad. There's a movie called Meatballs, and I think it stars Bill Murray. Hang on, let me look this up really quickly. But anyway, this is one of these movies that gets played on Comedy Central all the time. Bill Murray, Meatballs, a 1979 comedy film. It's noted for Bill Murray's first film appearance in a starring role and for launching the directing career of the guy who wrote Stripes and Ghostbusters, which both had Bill Murray. The film was the highest grossing film of all time in the United States and Canada. What? That's wild. Anyway, listen, maybe I need to watch this movie. All I know is there's a song at the beginning of the movie that says, "Are you ready for the summer? Are you ready for the summertime?" It's super annoying. And it's stuck in my head like many songs have been. Anyway, no one cares about that. Paul, get back on track. Fine. What should you be doing this weekend? First off, the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow is underway. It was described by one golfer as pretty yet soulless, like a Kardashian, and as a very easy course. As far as things stand right now, the PGA Championship leaderboard, would be interesting to see if Rory McIlroy can keep things going. To this point, Jonathan Vegas, a Venezuelan, is leading the way. He is 8 under. He just wrapped up round 2 with 1 under. So he was 7 under yesterday. Damn. As far as the guys at the top of the leaderboard, the only one that I recognize within the top 10 is Max Homa. As far as everybody else, Scottie Scheffler is tied for 11th. Bryson DeChambeau also tied for 11th. They are both 3 under. Everyone was saying this is an easy course. It clearly is. And there you go. There's some other guys who are 1 under, 2 under. Obviously, things separate themselves a little bit more on Saturday and Sunday. But if you're a golf guy, PGA Championship, one of the 4 majors, it is this weekend. It used to be in August. Now it's in May. So we'll see what happens. Also, what else could you watch this weekend? Well, you got three Astros-Rangers game. The Astros, and I bet that they will announce this in maybe 45 minutes or so. They still do not have a starter for Sunday, but as far as this weekend, they got three games against the Texas Rangers. They lost the first one, 1-0. And after Hunter Brown, who's up next? Who's up tonight on Apple TV? Lance McCullers against Nathan Eovaldi, the Houston guy. It's kind of a bummer that Nathan Eovaldi's a Ranger, huh? Instead of an Astro. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. I'm very curious as to how Lance McCullers is going to look at his first start since that awful performance this past Saturday and obviously the death threats that his family received. Ronel Blanco gets the start Saturday. Sunday's game is at noon on Roku. So you got two unconventional broadcasts for Astros Rangers than this weekend. I hate that. I really do. Interesting. What else have you got to watch this weekend? Hey, the National Basketball Association. What's going on? The NBA. You got the Celtics and the Knicks tonight. Game 6. One game at a time. The Knicks are 2.5-point favorites in this game. I know I'm going to sound like a Celtics honk as I wear a Lucky Charms Hawaiian shirt today in honor of, first off, the majority of my nationality. I'm mostly Irish-American. But also, in honor of my favorite basketball team, I have complete faith in them tonight. I think they're going to win. I think there will be a Game 7. I actually don't know what will happen on Sunday, but I think there will be a Game 7. What I really need to happen is for this guy who was so awesome, who was so awesome on Wednesday, I need Luke Kornet to keep being Luke Kornet. Luke Kornet, that Game 5 performance that he had against the Knicks was so awesome, I am still stunned that he is actually a really good player. Block shots left right. He's physical, and I hope he starts. Kristaps Porzingis, he can't play for the Celtics going forward. If you're not a fan of me but you listen to the show, one, I appreciate you. Two, know that I will hurt very, very badly if the Celtics lose this series to the Knicks. Very, very badly. And I'm calling them the Knicks now. It is an actual series. They were up 3-1. This has been a very frustrating series to watch as a sports fan, not just because the best player on this team tore his Achilles, but also, I mean, how do you blow all these huge leads? They have been kicking the Knicks' ass the majority of this series. Ugh! So my hope is that with no Jason Tatum, that there's less ISO ball. Tatum did show up. He will be in attendance. Unlike Kyrie Irving for this big game tonight. Also, as far as things that you could watch this weekend, you have Game 7 between the Thunder and the Denver Nuggets on Sunday. What else? What movies are opening this weekend? I'm actually curious. Is Ballerina coming out this weekend? Ooh, new Final Destination movie. Final Destination Bloodlines. I will say the gore in Final Destination is so good. Effing graphic, but I still like watching it. It has been a while since I watched a Final Destination movie. Now HBO Max features all the Final Destination movies, in case you feel like you need a catch-up on that. Weekend homework continues. What else could you theoretically watch this weekend, or do this weekend, living here in our fair city of Houston, Texas? What's going on from a Sabercats perspective? Ooh, they're playing at Sabercats Stadium. That's actually where the Blondes vs. Brunettes game was played last Saturday. Sabercats are playing the Warriors Saturday at 7 p.m. Who the hell are the Warriors? Where are they from? Houston Dash also in town as well. Who are the Warriors? Where are they from? Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. I don't care. All I know is Sabercats forever, right? As far as live music goes, Listen, I'm a little bit I'm a little bit musically challenged, but this is pretty cool. Tonight, American Pie Emo Night at Scout Bar. Hell yeah. I love that combination. If you're into that. But it's a rather slow weekend. It's a rather slow weekend as far as non-sports events go. Anyway, Ask Glenn Anything Friday, where you're live at East River 9. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to text. You can join on YouTube. You can join on ESPN 975. Tony the Handsome, no, working out is not dumb, and the gym is not for losers. Up next, if you want to weigh in on the Astros and their offensive struggles, you can. If you want to weigh in on trolling me about this big basketball game tonight, you also can. Speaking of trolling, I'm having a tough time watching this guy continue to flounder as the internet tortures him. This is one of my favorite sports figures. You want to hear me be a little miserable? Stick around. It's the Paul Gallant Show on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday at East River 9. Come out, hang out with us. Stay put.
You're locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 97.5. So, for those who don't know, I grew up in the greater Boston area. Not actually in Boston. Greater Boston area. If you want to know why Boston is the way that it is, I do think it's out of ignorance. And you know what I'm talking about here. I grew up in a town that had, I think, 5-6 Dunkin' Donuts amongst 13,000 people. And I am not sure that there were even 5 or 6 minority families in that town. Just saying. I think it's out of ignorance. But that's neither here nor there. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, the New England Patriots, like, they're the reason you're stuck with me. I fell in love with sports at an early age, despite my parents hating them or not caring about them. And I kind of got my dad to enjoy sports again. I even got my mom to enjoy them to a degree. Bill Belichick did an interview this morning on Good Morning America. And he was hanging out with Michael Strahan. I feel like there is some deference that Belichick pays to Strahan, because Strahan, of course, with those New York Giants of 2007, took down the New England Patriots and stopped their undefeated season. Oh, God. Being a freshman at a school in New York, what a terrible time. What a terrible time to experience a sports loss like that if you're someone who is an elitist douche and your favorite team has always been a winner. But he was on Good Morning America to promote his new book, The Art of Winning. I will be buying that book. I will be reading that book. And I will be putting post-it notes in that book. But when asked about the public attention given to his relationship with Jordan Hudson, who was not on set for this interview, guys. Not on set. She didn't do anything. She didn't say anything. Cut my man some slack. He had this to say about her. She's been very terrific through the whole process. She's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina. Pause. Listen, I love Bill. Bill and anyone involved in North Carolina that has allowed Jordan Hudson, like, forget about all these rumors about how she's like the worst person that I've ever talked to, and I've talked to sociopaths. The amount of power that this person has accrued in their early 20s, like, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. Imagine having that much power in your early 20s. Because for the most of us, there are some that are probably the exception, but for the most of us, we do not get to do much when you're in your early 20s, right? Like, your early 20s, you're young, you're dumb, you're full of you-know-what, and you think you could take the world by the horns. And generally, everyone who's older than you, and you become this as you get older, this is something I've learned, you look at these people and you're like, shut up! That's what you do. But imagine being this strong, powerful, independent woman, and all of a sudden, because you are dating the greatest football coach in NFL history, you have found a way to also make a little side career out of this. You love this man, and you make a side career out of this where you're finding ways to actually run media companies, do public relations, yell at 60 Minutes. Just kidding. It wasn't 60 Minutes. Good Morning America in the midst of an interview. I mean, I guess that's the power of the you-know-what, but whatever the case, Jordan Hudson, this is what Bill Belichick had to say about her. She's been terrific through the whole process. She's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life. He was very clear to mention that don't relate to North Carolina. I think North Carolina talked to him and said, Bill, bro. I bet they said it like that. Bro, people think that she's running North Carolina football, which, by the way, has been a massive disappointment over its entirety. I mean, Mac Brown comes in, takes over. I honestly thought that they would do a little bit better under him. They have weirdly been very, very mid for the entirety of their history, despite having, you know, the Jordan brand. It's a good school, but it's not a good school that I think is exclusive to smart kids. It's bizarre that North Carolina has never been a football power. I'll never understand. It's in the South. I don't get it. They have money. It's a good school. Whatever. But isn't it crazy that, like, North Carolina had to go up to Bill Belichick and say, like, hey, man, like, we need you to tell everybody that this girl that you're shaboinking is not running our program. She was very helpful, continued Belichick. I want to acknowledge her in the book. She was helpful with the tribute pages, giving a perspective of the book from the business side. Sometimes I get a little football technical, and she did a good job keeping you on balance there. When asked what Hudson means to him, Belichick said, we have a personal relationship, and I'm not talking about personal relationships. Oh, my God, I love it.
I'm not talking about personal relationships.
He always, like, seems like he's about to huck a loogie mid-quote. As a follow-up, Belichick was asked whether he was happy. He gave one more answer. Yeah. I don't know why he sounds like that. He's 73, she's 24, and yeah, love is love. So please respect my king and I guess my queen in this very difficult time for the two of them. Anyway. Some comments here on YouTube at ESPN Houston. Shout out to Alex Houston, who bought me a, I believe, Jaeger shot. Also, the Twitch is pointing out that apparently my jazz hands are coming out because I may or may not have had a Jaeger. Listen, guys, I didn't ask for it, but if somebody is going to offer you a gift, would you turn it down? That's very impolite, especially here at East River 9. On an Ask Alon Anything Friday, some questions. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. I'm good. Hey, Paul, I hate it for you, but you're going to be pretty upset tonight, Knicks in six. Sir, I think you are sadly mistaken. We're talking about a dynasty here. One of the greatest. We're not talking about this. I'm kidding. This Celtics team is not a dynasty. But we're talking about one of the greatest franchises in the history of sports and one of the most over-discussed, for no reason at all, franchises in the history of sports. Another question. Would you rather watch soccer or a pitcher's duel? Soccer. Playoff pitcher's duel is different than a regular season pitcher's duel. And I'll admit, like, I used to like baseball a lot more than I do. I feel a little bit like a hypocrite saying I don't like a pitcher's duel when I vividly remember a game that I watched between the Red Sox and Yankees back in the day where Pedro Martinez and Roger Clemens both, I think, almost went the gauntlet, if not going all 9-8 innings, but it was at Yankee Stadium. Trot Nixon hit a big home run in this. It was a regular season game. Formative memory, because it's one of the games that my dad actually allowed me to stay up and watch with him. It's something I wish I still had the same love for. I bring this up a lot. I don't know why I do. I really do think it's because the Astros were so bad from 2011 through 2014. And being here, watching this sport every single night and trying to find things to talk about early in my sports talk show career, and then being told by the Texas flagship no one cares. And by the way, guys, no one did care. Like, they were right. That was a bummer. That was definitely a bummer. So I fell out of love with baseball. It used to be tied for my second favorite sport with baseball, basketball. But it's not. A couple of people were saying last night was great. Hunter Bryan was dealing. I like a good pitcher's duel. I just don't like it in the regular season. Playoffs, I love it.
Regular season, eh,
whatever. Some more comments on an Ask Alon Anything Friday. Someone from the 281 says, I remember that game. About the 409, who has scored more in the last few days, Astros or Paul? Oof. Yeah, we're like that's where we're at, and yeah, I 100% think that let's take a look at the calendar. Hang on, let's take a look at the calendar, and let's take a look at the Astros schedule. They did score a few runs in the game against the Royals on Wednesday, so if we're talking about individual scores, the Astros have scored more than me in the last couple of days. How about that? How about that? More text on an Ask Alon Anything Friday. From the 281, any comment about the Houston Police Department having no suspects or leads in the Lance McCullers gate saga unfolding in Houston? Well, this is one of those things where you got to wait. But I'm going to say this again. I'm not going to be somebody that doesn't believe people that come out strongly against something that happened to them. My first thought is not to say like, oh, did this actually happen? It's not. And I know I'm skeptical, cynical, whatever you want to call it. As far as the Lance McCullers stuff goes, if the Houston Police Department releases something that shows that Lance, that the spot made this up, 100% we will talk about it. But again, I don't believe that, and I think we've gotten a little bit, you know, I know we do Tinfoil Hat Thursdays at 12:30 every single Thursday, but I think we've gotten a little bit too crazy as a culture when we question everything. Like, I get it. You know, there's been a lot of stuff with network news, with traditional media that has led you to question a lot, and for sure. Does this mean you have to question everything? Maybe it does. I'm not here to tell you how to act. But I'm not there yet to the point where I'm going to question him saying this. Espada brought it up first, not McCullers. Espada did. And Espada was pissed. And if that was my player and I heard him say that, I'd be pissed. Does he need to share screenshots? You know, like, I have some screenshots of death threats I got from my chill dog thing back in 2020 where I think someone threatened to R-word me and my joke back. So I'm like, I'm not going to let this person think that they got the upper hand on me. I was like, well, it's been a while, so go at it. Let's go. I've gotten death threats before. It's not fun. It's amusing, though, to a degree when you realize that most things said online are fake. Of course, there are exceptions to that. But for the most part, I think people that you write something, you're not actually willing to enact it. I think a lot of people write mean things online to us. Then they come up and they approach us in person just as radio hosts, and they're awesome. They're cool to us. And you know what? Like, you can do that. I don't care about that. If you run into me in public and you're nice to me, I'm going to be nice to you. If you run into me in public and you talk bleep, I'll probably be nice to you still. The fact that you recognize me at all gives me a little ego trip. But anyway, as far as that goes, can't we believe Lance? Like, he sucked on Saturday. He sucked. He was awful. And I'm concerned about tonight on Apple TV. But I don't like that we've gotten to a point where the immediate reaction to a guy saying that someone threatened to stab his kids and kill them is that, like, oh, he's full of it because he's just trying to deflect people from it. It's not believable to you that somebody online and the internet here today in 2025 would do something like that? Like, I have zero faith in people on their online behavior, decorum. They're a-holes online. A lot of people are. Hell, I've been a little bit from time to time. I don't know like that, though. So, there you go. 713-780-3776 to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. We'll have a little bit of garbage time. If you've got any Ask Alon Anything questions, we'll answer the rest of them next. Stay put.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Indeed it is. We have some questions to get to before we dive into our fun. Actually, I don't know if these are fun stories at garbage time. One of them I'm a little concerned about. But some Ask a Lot Anything questions. Eric the driver asks, Paul, would you date a hot 24-year-old even if everyone around you seemingly dislikes her? Yes. I'm still barely young enough where I wouldn't feel that weird about it, but barely. Barely. I don't think I could be a dad at age 12. At age 13, I definitely think I could be someone's very irresponsible father. Wrap it up, kids. Some very fun questions here. Hey, Paul. Do you think she fakes it in the bedroom? No one knows. That's women, isn't it? That's women. Anyway. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, and ask along anything Friday. Paul, do you and Josh Ennis still speak? We do. We do. In fact, our last text exchange was just, I think it was yesterday. What did we talk about? Oh, yeah, we talked about that. What's that? You'll guess you'll never know. Just like the Corey Seager quote, trolling Alex Bregman. I guess we'll never know. Some more questions on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Paul, you're 2-4 in fights all time. That is a real one. That is someone who listens a lot. How'd you get the two wins? One of them, it was... I got lucky. My fist connected with his face, and he fell to the ground. I also ended up getting tackled onto a couch, and they got shoved off the couch, and two women tried to stomp on my privates with their heels, and one of my friends pulled me by my long hair. I thought there was somebody that was pulling me to continue the beating. And it was my best friend, who's getting married this summer. Very happy for him. Can't wait for the bachelor party. The other fight, it's the same thing. It's luck. Like, if you hit... These have been situations where the person walked away, or I got him in a situation. This is the other one where you get him to yell uncle. I don't fight people, guys. You're probably going to lose. What else do we have? In what post-apocalyptic world do you think you would survive the longest? Fallout, Mad Max, Metro. Mad Max, done. Done. As somebody who constantly lets my gasoline get close to zero, done. Absolutely done. I'd be stranded in the middle of the desert, dead. I mean, that takes place in the Australian outback, right? Fallout, I've played the video game a lot, and in the Fallout franchise, you just sneak around a lot. You just become a stealth archer like you do in Skyrim and Oblivion and all those other Elder Scrolls Bethesda games. So I think I would last the longest in that. You sneak around, and then you make your speech talk or your speech craft like bazillion. Paul, what's your favorite conspiracy theory? How about this, 409er? My favorite conspiracy theory is that there was no one else involved in the assassination of JFK. How about that? Anyway, garbage time. Let's start it. Three bodies have been found in Buffalo Bayou over a stretch of 48 hours. Shout out to my friend Grizzy's Hood News, regular guest of the show. Yeah, she came on once. She was great. Three bodies have been discovered in Buffalo Bayou. What the hell? What the hell? By the way, local news not reporting on that. Not reporting on that. That is from Grizzy's Hood News. You could say, oh, Grizzy's Hood News is not a reputable journalism site. I don't know. Three. It's a little concerning. Not as concerning as what's going on in Austin, but I don't know. There's a part of me that wonders, are these connected in some way, shape, or form? For those who don't know, pour one out. Jordan Hudson, significant other of Bill Belichick, as a texter says, your dad, Belichick. No, that's my actual father. My actual father, Gary, he's my dad. And your stepmother. I don't have a stepmother, but basically do. Shout out to Laura. Stepmother is Jordan. No, that would be weird. I'm younger than my stepmother by 12 years, and it would be inappropriate for me to date her. I don't I'm going to disavow that. But she's done cheerleading. She wrote a sad resignation letter in 2023 after she started dating Bill Belichick, saying this. It is so difficult for me to give up my time with you because I feel like I'm giving up a part of myself in the process. I'm sorry for the baggage I brought upon you guys due to my new fame. I know none of you asked for that. Thank you for being here for me during a difficult period of my life.
So there you go. That's a resignation letter. Jordan Hudson, everybody. Jordan Hudson. Text from the 832. How come Belichick's girlfriend immediately shuts down the question on how they met? I think they did meet on the plane. I really do. She was perhaps flying first class because I think she was dating somebody who may or may not have been a sugar daddy-esque figure in his 60s, maybe late 50s at the time. I actually do think they met on the plane. I think that Hudson does not know what she's doing, and Belichick has given her way too much power as far as being in charge of public relations, promotions, etc. And I think with that in mind, that's why you've seen North Carolina make such a push, hiring a PR person from the Bears, telling Belichick to basically say, like, she has nothing to do with the program. Because he basically trusted her to the point where he's letting her do things that she's not qualified to do. By the way, someday she could be qualified to do these things. But right now, clearly not. And I think a lot of people are looking at her with a side eye and a half because she seems to be rather demanding. So there you go. More comments here. B. Hannon asks, would you survive in Last of Us? No. No, because I'd probably kill myself due to a lot of the storylines that are taking place in Season 2. Like, this storyline sucks. Out. Also, the Jackson invasion, I definitely would have died in that. Definitely would have been taken out on that front. Virginia Buttonweed asks, is my stepmother hot? And on that note, we're going to end today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. Appreciate everyone for tuning in. 713-780-3776 to call, to text it to the Killer Bees. We're going to be up here next, live at the River House. I have no idea why I gave out the phone number. I feel like this Jaeger shot that I was given may or may not be feeling itself right now. I appreciate you guys so much for tuning in as you do every single day. Big thanks to AJ back at Mission Control, subbing in for Sean Mapes today, who had a long day. Big thanks to our friends here at East River 9. This place is awesome. 9 holes of golf. 3 par 3, is that what it is? I don't know. Again, I'm losing myself in the music, the moments. You never make it go. Yeah, again. Paul, stop talking. Just land the plane. Land the plane. And the plane was landed. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful rest of your weekend. We'll see you on Friday. Excuse me. Yep, we're done. We'll see you on Monday. The Killer Bees are next. Peace.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.